Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today is the start of our series with Miss Barbara Richardson McClellan. She's written a food column for the Longview News Journal for the past 50 years, published 3 cookbooks, and has done many other things of note. Today's episode covers her initial move to Longview and her life here.
We moved to Longview in June 1967, moving from the Houston area. I taught in Pasadena while my husband, Kenneth Richardson, finished at the U of H, University of Houston. We chose Longview purposefully. We were born and reared in Tyler. We moved back there after I graduated from Baylor in 1961. And we saw immediately that our families didn't realize we were grown. They still needed to have us be their children to not rule our lives, but help with our lives. We knew Longview was a friendly town. We had been over several times to eat at the wonderful Johnny Case's when it was downtown still. So we were a little bit familiar, and we had a friend or two here. So we moved here, and about 3 years after we moved here, in 1970, our third child came along. He was the first good baby. We had 2 more sweet, precious, beautiful babies, but they didn't know anything about sleeping all night. Third child, I guess we had learned on the first 2, was so good. I stopped teaching for a while. I had been teaching kindergarten at First Baptist Church and kindergarten music. So I retired briefly and stayed home with our wonderful Jonathan Lee Richardson. About the third week after I stayed home, and he slept, ate, went back to sleep. I had nothing to do. I'm not a housekeeper by love. I mean, just keep a path through the house and the bathroom clean will do it for me. So what did I do after I read the Longview paper? I just kind of bummed around until choir rehearsal one evening. And I spoke to the then editor of the Longview News Journal, lovely man, Mr. Ellie Hopkins. I said, "Mr. Ellie, why does Longview not have a local food column?" In the Houston area, we had the Chronicle and the Press, morning and evening papers. Each had its own food writer. And I loved gleaning recipes. Oh, I forgot to say, I started cooking about probably age 9. My mother was one of Smith County's best cooks. So I really missed having local recipes. The AP and UP wire, we call them canned columns in those days, had good recipes, but most called for ingredients that you had to buy in Hong Kong or Yugoslavia or somewhere foreign. And I just thought we needed maybe to have some local things, black-eyed peas and cornbread and that kind of thing, recipes. So I said to Mr. Ellie, "Why don't we have one, a writer for local recipes?" And he answered, "We just don't have the manpower." And I didn't, in those days, we didn't resent everything being man, you know, manpower. So he said, "Why don't you write one?" And I said, "Mr. Ellie, I've only written letters and term papers on Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms." I was a music major at Baylor. And he said, "Well, write one, bring it to us, and let's see what happens." So I pondered it a bit, probably 30 minutes, went straight to my little Remington portable that had gotten me through Baylor, and hammered out one. He ran it the next week on Wednesday. That was the day the ads came out for grocery stores, and we didn't have a food section, but he ran it in, I suppose, I don't know, just plain old some section. And I saw my name in a byline from my kitchen, is what I called it because I sat at the table in the kitchen and wrote it. From my kitchen, Barbara Richardson. I was so hooked. It's sort of a, I don't know, it's just, it grabs you if you see your name in print. Some of you know that. So he ran it. A few days later, Dolores Brown, the late Dolores Brown, the editor that took my column, called me and said, we've had several phone calls. They liked your column. They liked your recipes. Do another one. So I did another one. And then another one. And then another one. And suddenly it was a year passed. And I thought, okay, they'll say, scratch it, no more. Well, Miss Estes, Miss Lovely Carl Estes, called me and said, Barbara, we like your writing. Some people say you're the Irma Bombeck of cooking. Would you keep writing for us? And so I did. That was a year, another year, another year. And yesterday, February 11th, whatever this year is, 2020, became the 50th year in which I had written from my kitchen.